Sechta Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Continuing on with the dinim of Shavuos Eidos. Is Amad beBeis HaKnesses for Amar. Someone stood up in the Beis HaKnesses and he says, Mashpiani Aleichem, Shematam Yoidim Li Eidos Shetavoyu V'Teiduni. I impose an oath on you that anyone here who knows Eidos that will help me, you should come and testify on my behalf. So there were people in the crowd that denied that they knew Eidos, and turns out that they did. So Harei Elup Turin. They don't have to bring a carbon. Achi Yia Mechavin Lohem. Unless when he came in demanding this Eidos, he was specifically talking to them, meaning he wasn't just randomly asking someone to come and say Eidos for him. Meaning he has to specify a particular person, a group, that knows the Eidos, but not that he had no idea whether they were. In that case, they don't have to bring a carbon Shvuah. Mishnah says, and this is a case that Reilup Turin Ashiu Meskaben Lahem. Unless he's Mechamin specifically to these Edim, he is going to be Potter from a carbon shvur. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Amal Shnayim. He said to two people, Mashpiani Aleichem, I make a shvur upon you, Ish Pliny U Pliny. So and so and so and so. Shematem Yodim Li Edish Atavayu V'Teiduni. That if you know Edis, that you will come and testify for me. Shvuah she'enanu yodim l'cha'edus. And they make a shvuah that they don't know the edus. V'hem yodim lo'y edus ed mi pi ed. And they know the edus from another ed to them. O'yishayi echad mi'en karv apostle. Or they were apostle. One of them was a karv or apostle. Harei elu p'turin. Since in this case they can't testify because they only know the edus ed mi pi ed, which you can't be made if you know something from another ed. Or if you're a karv apostle, you're not kashal edus. So since they didn't deny a testimony that they were able to go ahead and say in order to get this person money, because their edus would not have been valid. In this case, they're potter, and they don't have to bring a carbon. Have a good day.